Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Your trainer, Melanie Cole, is here to motivate and help you perform. It's time now for Train Your Body.
Well, the leaves are falling and the snow is coming, but you don't have to be afraid of those things. Instead of thinking that they are dirty words to be run from, why don't you instead embrace them and say, wow, maybe raking leaves would be something I could do instead of going on the treadmill and really burning up so many calories. My guest is Dick Cotton. He's Director of Certification Programs for the American College of Sports Medicine, our partner right here on Radio MD. Welcome to the show, Dick. Let's talk about raking leaves, shoveling snow, things we can do like that outside.
Great. Looking forward to it.
So what do you think? I mean, calorically, I have learned that heavy yard work could burn up to 400 to 600 per hour. Shoveling snow, maybe 400 to 600 per hour, even maybe more if it's heavy snow.
Yeah, if I've got a chart that there's a really nice compendium of physical activities available on the internet. And the compendium shows that 30 minutes of snow shoveling in a 150-pound person is about 215 calories. So in 30 minutes, and that's equivalent to brisk walking for 30 minutes.
Wow. Okay. So this is the calorie burning. Now, what about the aerobic capacity? Is it getting your heart rate up necessarily, or is it just burning calories?
Oh no, it's getting your heart rate up, and certainly depends on your pace. And I suppose a little bit lighter snow, 3, 4, 5 inches of a snow that's not real heavy is more aerobic, but then the benefit of a heavier snow, it's a bit more of a strength benefit.
And they always say, Dick, that people have to be careful shoveling snow because that's when the heart attacks happen. Why is that?
Well, because it is fairly intense, and you're out in the cold, and it's just more stress with the cold. And I mean, if for someone that's out of shape, and if we have a pretty significant snow, that's a lot of work, and more work than most people could have done all year.
Well, that's true, and people, they dread going out there to do that, but it kind of kills two birds with one stone, right? I mean, if you're going to rake leaves, like right now, the leaves are falling like crazy, and you go out there and rake them, you've not only cleaned up your lawn and made something look nice, which is satisfying in itself, but you've just burned up a bunch of calories, bagged up those leaves, and done something good for the environment all in one fell swoop.
Yep. And there's really not much. I mean, especially activities of daily living in the outdoors, it's pretty much for the fall, it's raking leaves, and in the winter, it's shoveling snow.
And in the spring, it's raking leaves, and even in the summer, it's gardening. Even now it still could be gardening.
Oh, yeah, it is. It is, especially planting bulbs and things like that. And, it's all there for us. And the thing is, especially when we talk about varied yard work, like, raking leaves and planting bulbs and doing all sorts of things, that's a really nice varied physical activity that gives us an opportunity to exercise a whole bunch of muscles in a lot of different ways.
And I think people don't realize it. And then after they've done that, they are sore the next day.
Yep.
Because it's not something that if you're working out in the gym, Dick, right? I mean, you don't necessarily use those same muscle groups in the same ways. So it gives you a bit of a cross-training effect in that way, too.
It's total cross-training. It's the best kind of cross-training that we can get because we don't really have control over what to do next. We just have to do what we're doing out there. But when we're in the gym, we tend to get into habits and our cross training is not as varied.
Okay, so, we definitely need to do the cross training. We need to get out there, rake leaves. What about the whole bending over aspect? People say, well, I can't really bend over to bag those leaves or shoveling snow hurts my back. What about those people? And
yeah.
Can it actually be good for them to do this, to strengthen
well,
the back if they learn how to do
good.
It correctly?
Yeah, it absolutely can be good. And the thing is, but it is real. And it is like with raking leaves, it's really better to just perhaps break it up a bit, rake some, rest some. If you can do it with snow shoveling, that's really the best too. But really the best of the best of the best is to maintain some level of fitness all year long.
Well, and I make everything a little bit more challenging. Like when I go to Home Depot and get my plants at the beginning of the year, besides parking further away, I don't let the guy help me load them or help me load them in the trunk or carry those bags of dirt and mulch. And even in the fall, you know, those bags of mulch, that's a really good workout. But again, you got to be careful of your back.
Got to be careful of your back. You got to really lift with your legs. We hear it over and over again. It's almost cliche, but it is about lifting with your legs. It's keeping your back straight up as you can, squatting low, kind of like sticking your butt out when you bend over and lifting, and making sure the legs are doing the lifting and not the lower back.
And not the lower back. Dick, have you ever used a wheelbarrow?
Oh, sure, lots.
So I think that wheelbarrows add an even extra sort of stabilizing effect. Like your stabilizers kick in, because that thing, especially if you've got heavy things in there, is trying to go side to side.
Oh,
and
yeah.
You know, you're kind of having to. So that might be even another way to save your back and yet still work your stabilizers with heavy things.
Yeah, uh-huh, especially in the yard. Uh-huh.
Well,
yeah.
And those kinds of things, mowing the lawn. So, okay, back to shoveling snow for a minute. Mm-hmm. Is there a situation when you should not do it?
Well, if you have a back injury that's really diagnosed and you've been told that you have to be very, very careful, it is difficult to be very, very careful shoveling snow. And if you have, you know, your physical therapist or physician says absolutely lifting, you know, nothing over 15 pounds until we get this rehabbed and corrected, or even after you have surgery, whatever the case may be, and then you really shouldn't, and you need to hire it out and do, you know, more lower intensity physical activity. So there are times, yes, that you take the advice of your physician and not strain, you know, put the stress on your back.
Okay, so that's the back. Yeah, the heart health, because...
Oh, the heart health, well, that's a matter of...
Is there a Valsalva component to shoveling snow? You know, that holding your breath, maybe raising your blood pressure while you do it?
Yeah, there is. There is a bit. But it's not other than a really heavy, wet snow, it's more like a kind of a really brisk aerobic activity of, you know, pushing the snow from one side of the driveway, you know, to the other and that sort of thing. So, but it is oftentimes more aerobic stimulus than one experiences for a long time, especially if you're basically sedentary. So there's risk there, you know, and then the cold adds to it. But
you get heated up pretty quickly. I mean, if it's cold outside and you go out there,
you do warm up, yeah.
Wow, you sure warm up really, really fast. 10 seconds, 20 seconds here, Dick, wrap it up for us. Raking leaves, shoveling snow, it's your free personal trainer.
Yep, fabulous physical activity. It's best to stay in shape all year long and use it as an opportunity to push it a bit.
And use that as an opportunity because, as we said earlier in the show, you can not only get your physical activity in, burn up to 600 calories in an hour, you can improve the environment, increase the look of your own property. You know, it's a win-win situation. You're making things look nice. There's a huge feeling of satisfaction when you've raked out a big portion of your lawn or shoveled up your driveway without having to pay the guy. It's really very satisfactory. So get out there, burn those calories, enjoy yourself, stay warm. Remember to lift with your legs, not your back. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Radio MD. The show is Train Your Body. Stay well.